Hi guys, and welcome back to Revision Made Easy. And in today's episode, we'll be looking at a different religion, which is Judaism. We'll also be focusing on the nature of God. And this episode will be split into three parts, which are the three natures of God. So one of the first part is God as one, the second part is God as creator, and the third part is God as lawgiver and judge. And we'll also be talking about the divine presence. So, the nature of God, God as one. Key information. Judaism is a monotheistic religion. This means that Jews believe there is only one God. The belief in one God is expressed in the Shema, an important Jewish prayer. God as one. The belief in one God forms the foundation of Judaism. This belief influences the way that Jews view the world. Jews believe that God is always present in people's lives. In addition, everything they see and experience is considered to be meeting with God. God as one means God is a single, whole, indivisible being. Everything in the universe has been created and is sustained by this one God. God is the only being who should be praised and worshipped. God is the source of Jewish morality and beliefs and values. Remember that Christianity and Judaism are both monotheistic religions. This means they both believe in only one God. The difference between Christianity and Judaism is that Christians believe God is also three persons in this one God. However, Jews don't believe in the Trinity at all. The belief in one God is expressed in the Shema. This is an important Jewish prayer that is formed from passages in Deuteronomy and Numbers. It starts with the following words: Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 5. This phrase confirms the belief there is only one God. This sentence shows how Jews should respond to this belief by showing total loyalty, love, and dedication towards God. Some Jews write G-D instead of God as a sign of respect. Either spelling is acceptable in your exam. So Jews don't ever write out God's name out of respect, but in your exam you're allowed to write out God's name because you might not be practicing that religion. Many Jews cover their eyes while reciting the first line of the Shema to avoid distractions. So now we'll be moving on to the second part of today's episode, which is the nature of God, God as creator. Key information. Jews believe God is the creator and sustainer. God created the universe out of nothing, exactly as he wanted it to be, and sustains the world so all species are able to live on it. Jews believe God gave humans free will, and because of this, evil has to exist. God as creator and sustainer. The Jewish Bible is called the Tanakh, and the first section of the Tanakh, the five books of Moses, is called the Torah. It's also called the Pentateuch, I think if I pronounced it correctly. And penta, the prefix, means five. Genesis, which is the first book in the Torah, tells how God took 6 days to create the universe and everything in it. God took 4 days to make the universe fit to support life. God took 2 days to create all living creatures. God then rested and made the seventh day holy, when Jews celebrate Shabbat on this day. And we'll be talking more about Shabbat as we go on through the topic. They are reminded of God's importance and role as the creator. Many Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox Jews believe the events in Genesis literally happened about 6,000 years ago. They reject scientific theories of evolution, whereas in Catholic Christianity, they don't take the creation story literally, they only take it symbolically. Other Jews interpret the Genesis creation story less literally. They still believe God is the creator of everything, but accept the universe is much older and life has evolved over many years. Orthodox Jews, and particularly ultra-Orthodox Jews, believe it's important to follow the laws and guidance in the Torah as strictly as possible. They are more traditional than Reform Jews, who form the other main group in Judaism. Jews believe that in addition to creating the universe, God also sustains it. He provides all the resources needed for life on earth to survive. evil, and free will. In order for God to have the power and ability to create everything in the universe, Jews believe that God must be 1. Omnipotent, which means all-powerful, 2. Omniscient, which means all-knowing, and 3. Omnipresent, everywhere at all times. And this is also the belief about God in Christianity as well. The reason I'm referencing Christianity and Judaism in this topic, is because most of the exam will be on Catholic Christianity. Like, you have one full paper on Catholic Christianity, whereas you have a shared paper of Judaism and the themes, which will be the next series that we'll be looking at. But I might make another video to show how that exam set out and how everything works, because I did make an exams, how to answer exam questions, but I didn't really go through the details of how the exam will work. So that's just a little side note there. The belief that God created everything also means that God must have created evil. The existence of evil is considered to be a necessary consequence of free will. God gave people free will because he wants people to be able to choose to do good. This makes the act of doing good more significant. But in order to exercise free will, there must be a choice between good and bad. This means that evil has to exist. The existence of free will explains why the world's resources are distributed unevenly. Jews who exercise free will to help to improve the balance of resources by giving to those less fortunate are helping to fulfill God's plan for his creation. Isaiah 45 verse 6-7 states, "I am the Lord and there is none else. I form light and create darkness. I make will and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things." You can use this quote in your exam to show that Jews believe there is one God who created everything, included evil. And you can use this quote in your 5-mark questions and your 12-mark questions. The third part of today's episode is the nature of God, God as lawgiver and judge. Key information. To help Jews use their free will correctly, God has given them many laws which he expects them to obey. This is why Jews view God as the lawgiver. God is also viewed as a judge, as he judges how well people follow his laws and rewards or punishes them as a result. Jews believe there are occasions in their history when God's presence has been experienced on earth. The divine presence of God on earth is called the Shekinah. I think I might be pronouncing it wrong, but at church we say Shekinah, at school we say Shekinah, so I'm not really sure which one to go with. God as lawgiver and judge. Jews believe God has given them many laws to follow. These laws help them to use their free will in a way that would be approved by God. There are 613 laws in the Torah which teach people how they should behave. These are called mitzvot. They form the basis of the halakha, which is the accepted code of conduct for Jewish life. The first 10 mitzvot are the 10 commandments. These are the 10 laws that God gave to Moses after he rescued the Jewish slaves from Egypt. They are particularly important and form the foundation for all the other mitzvot. Jews believe God judges them for how well they follow these laws, based on their actions, behavior, and beliefs. God's judgments are considered to be fair and tempered by his loving, merciful nature. For Jews, there are two main times when God judges people. The first one is during the festival of Rosh Hashanah, which we'll be talking about later on, which is the Jewish New Year. This is when God judges people for their actions over the past year and decides what the coming year will bring them. 2. Many Jews also believe they'll be judged after death, when God determines how they will spend the afterlife. And we also discussed this in Catholic Christianity, that because Catholics also believe that we will be judged after death as well. The divine presence, Shekinah. The Shekinah is the presence of God on earth. Jewish writings tell how the divine presence of God was experienced by the early Jews. In early Judaism, the tabernacle was considered to house the presence of God. This was a portable temple similar in structure to a tent that the Jews carried with them on their journey through the wilderness to Canaan. After Canaan was conquered, the tabernacle was replaced with Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. This temple was the center of Jewish worship at the time, and several of the prophets experienced the presence of God in the temple. For example, Isaiah 6 verse 1 to 2 makes reference to the presence of God in the temple. In the year that King Uzziah died, I beheld my Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, and the skirts of his robes filled the temple. Seraphs stood in attendance on him. The Tanakh describes how the Jews were led at times by a pillar of fire or a cloud on their journey to Canaan. These were considered to be appearances from God that demonstrated his power and glory. As you already know by now through this episode, there were a lot of similar references between Christianity and Judaism, and that's because most of the, like, some of the foundational beliefs of these two religions are united, because Abraham is the founding father of Christianity, of Judaism, and of Islam as well. However, one of the major differences between Christianity and Judaism is that Christianity has two books in their sacred texts, which is the Old Testament and the New Testament, whereas Jews only focus on the Old Testament and primarily the five books of Moses, which are Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. So that's just like a little bit of background information and why these two religions overlap quite a lot. But you see, as we go along through the course of the next few episodes, you'll realize how different Judaism actually is. So on that note, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and found it useful. Please share with your friends, have fun revising, and good luck with your exams.